Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're back.
I'm back.
Oh, good.
You hung up on me.
I was just saying that, you know, our connection is our producer, Billy, who once helped get you into a straitjacket at your act. You had it half right. If you'd gotten him into a straitjacket, the world would have been a better place for you and me.
That's it.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strength that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation interacts with his unique body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs.
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crying in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
The creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Of the Catholic Church, what do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans.
An accidental explosion took the life of a fellow scientist, and supposedly David Banner as well. The reporter thinks the creature was responsible.
I gave a description to all the law enforcement agencies. I got a warrant for murder out of them.
A murder which David Banner can never prove he or the creature didn't commit. So he must let the world go on thinking that he too is dead, until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
You got
PTSD!
God damn it!
My life has value! Get up there with that lady that's up on top of this Capitol door. That lady that stands for liberty. Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. And you won't just see scenery. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting. Fighting for something better than just jungle law. Fighting so he can stand on his own 2 feet, free and decent, like he was created. No matter what his race, color, or creed. There's no place out there for graft, or greed, or lies, or compromise with human liberty. You all think I'm licked. Well, I'm not licked. And I'm gonna stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Even if this room gets filled with lies like these.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You ain't nothing but a hate.
On his head with those blue suede shoes.
Don't.
bring him up. Don't 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 bring him up.
Whoa, look out! Look out!
When he called into the fish show, they don't want to hear about that other guy, you know. It's Captain Wade and Captain Day. They'll tell you where the fish should go. So
right next to him, actually. I got the bond. I'm throwing the lures in there to show people the, you know, how the lures work right in the water right here. So,
oh, so you're throwing the lures at the squirrel.
Hey, give them a smell of your bait there. Let them smell that bait.
Oh, look out! Look out!
I've worked with one guy in this business that I feel like is the most talented, most misunderstood in all of radio, and that's Bill Apgar.
Yeah.
This guy, he's really a genius. And you know that
he's out there, man.
And you know a lot of geniuses are really screwed up.
He's out there.
Hey, he's a little screwy, but the guy is a genius. He is brilliant. Any radio station around here should grab him up. If I could afford to have Apgar running the board for me right now, I got it.
Yeah.
Or we'll make it big. Get those affiliates. Or even go to another station. I'm going to request that Bill Apgar. The guy's brilliant.
How's it going? This here's Bill Apgar. Sorry for the confusion right at the start there. My microphone, it was turned on, and then my page froze up. This is Disabled Veteran Radio. It is Monday night. Right before midnight, my name is Bill Apgar, 100% permanent total disabled veteran with PTSD. It's March the 2nd. I think my cousin's birthday's tomorrow or something like that. Anyway, here's the phone number. We are live, 646-716-8912. Why do we do Disabled Veteran Radio? Because we want to talk about disabled veterans' issues. We want to get disabled veterans fully compensated. How are we going to get them fully compensated? Well, first we have to fix what the Veterans Administration done. That was, they cooked the books for all these years. In my case, in my era, I was discharged in January 1990. I had a little grease gun. I was hazed and seriously hazed. A crime committed against me, seven sailors. Threw me to the ground aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln CV-72, the aircraft carrier, during egress training, instructed by two first classes to remove my dungarees and underwear and hold me to the ground against my will, then put a grease gun in my backside and pour chemical soap in there. And you tell me that I don't need to be fully compensated? Well, that's why my case is at the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Hopefully it'll be solved right here, so I don't have to go to the federal court and then go to the Supreme Court. I'm telling you, man, I wish I just had my money. That's all I wish. And I wish other disabled veterans had their money. But nobody's doing anything. You have all these Congress and senators talking about H.R. 975. That's a bill that needs to be passed that would fully compensate the disabled veteran. See, what happened was the Veterans Administration says, we're just going to give you an honorable discharge, but we'll give you a personality disorder, which means you don't get a gosh damn thing. But wait a minute, my VA psychiatrist, Dr. Morales, at the Newport Richey Clinic here in Newport Richey, Florida, says that I should have been diagnosed with PTSD on the date of discharge. And you know who else says that? The Government Office of Accountability. That's right. Decisions on veterans' mental health are being called into question as a new bill introduced by Congressman Tim Walz. This is what came up a while back of Minnesota, urges the Department of Defense, the DOD, to review thousands of decisions for veterans' benefits. The bill would require the DOD to review more than 31,000 records of veterans who received medical discharges after being diagnosed with personality disorder or adjustment disorder. Veterans who suffer from mental health disorders are typically qualified to receive veterans' mental health disability benefits when the disorders are developed due to their military service. Hello? However, personality disorder is considered a pre-existing condition under veterans' disability classification and therefore would disqualify a veteran from disability benefits. That's what happened to me. Lawmakers believe that many of these veterans may actually be suffering from PTSD, which is covered under veterans' mental health disability benefits. That's what was given to me when I filed my claim in 2010, but I tried to file a claim back in the day, even when I got out and was told I couldn't because of this personality disorder. Personality disorder causes individuals to have problems relating to situations and people. Some types of personality disorders include borderline personality disorder, which causes emotional instability. Antisocial personality disorder, which causes patients to react abnormally and destructively toward others. And narcissistic personality disorder, which causes an inflated sense of importance and need for admiration. Borderline and antisocial personality disorders may cause symptoms similar to PTSD, which is why lawmakers and veterans advocates believe many disabled veterans may have been misdiagnosed and their rights to veterans' disability benefits violated in the process. That's right, they son of a bitches did it. If the service members Mental Health Review Act of 2013 passes into law, it's been sitting in the subcommittee for 2 years, it could potentially send those thousands of veterans' records back into review to see if they are able to qualify for veterans' disability benefits. In 2008, a review of records by the Government Accountability Office found that many veterans were misdiagnosed for personality disorders due to a failure by doctors to follow required diagnostic procedures and guidelines. Veterans' mental health disability benefits are often available to veterans who suffer severe mental disorders such as PTSD and anxiety. When a mental health disorder is developed due to the mental service, it may be classified as a service-connected disability and qualifying a veteran to receive veteran disability benefits. But in 2008, the Government Accountability Office found that many veterans were misdiagnosed for personality disorders due to a failure by doctors to follow required diagnostic procedures and guidelines. But this psychiatrist over at VISN, that's V-I-S-I-N, 8, his name is Dr. Ballard, he controls all the other psychiatrists here in the Tampa Bay area. He says what my psychiatrist, when she made the statement that I should have been diagnosed on the date of discharge with PTSD. Oh, that doesn't mean anything. That's what he says. It doesn't mean anything. 646-716-8912. Why do we do the show? Because I'm trying to get my money, and I want the thousands of other disabled veterans to get their gosh damn money. And I'm getting fed up with it. I even went to the FBI here in Tampa to make a complaint against the Veterans Administration how they're still cooking the books. First, I had to be interviewed by this lady. She was telling me that she couldn't help me. Then I was getting upset, and I told her I had a radio show. And then she went and got these two other FBI agent guys. I have their names, but I don't have them in front of me. They were nice. It's like Crockett and Tubbs from Miami Vice, you know. One guy was dressed real nicely. He had gold watch, gold fingers, gold rings on his finger. And the other guy was, you know, like he was ready to go play some basketball or go out and do some surfing. Crockett and Tubbs, that's who that was, I spoke to at the FBI. But they said they can't do anything either unless they actually know the Veterans Administration is committing some kind of crime. Well, they are. The Veterans Administration is committing a crime. They're cooking the books. You know, this law don't even have to, this H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act, should already be passed and signed by the president right now. And then he should come out and say, I'm sorry. So should Robert A. McDonald. He should come out and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we cooked the books for all these years, and these disabled veterans should have their money. 646-716-8912. We need H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act, passed. You know how many people, congressmen and senators, are on that bill? There's a bunch on that bill. Clinton may have a broken record keeping laws. That's the new hot topic on Yahoo. If you type in H.R. 975, Mental Health Review Act, into your Google browser or Yahoo search engine, click on any one of those. Timothy Walz, representative from Minnesota. He's a sponsor of the bill. Jeff Denham, representative, Republican from California. Jones Walter, Republican, North Carolina. Shelley Pinegree, Democrat, Maine. Thomas Rooney, Republican, Florida. Nikki Tsongas, Democrat, Massachusetts, I believe. Timothy Bishop, Democrat, New York. Suzanne, Bonamaki or something like that. She's a Democrat from Oregon. Madeline Bordalo, Democrat from must be Washington, D.C. I forget where G. Guam? Was that B? I don't know what to do. David, but there's a bunch of them here. You just click on them, you know. There's like 50-some-odd people here. But every time I send somebody, I've sent about 15 of these people email messages asking when is H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act, going to be passed. Guess what? Nobody responds back. So there you go. You think that people care about disabled veterans' issues. They don't. So then I try to call, I'm out of metformin today for my diabetes, so I try to call James Haley about 8 times today to try to get my metformin, and had no success whatsoever. Then called the other fellow who I spoke to with Dr. Balladia last week at Vizen, called that guy. He's like the director of operations. I forget his name. I don't have my stuff right here in front of me. Anyways, he picks up the phone and hangs up because he called me back, said he was in a meeting. That's why he hung up. Anyway, it just goes to show you, no matter. Plus, then I'm going to be put on there. I'm going to get a letter because I'm the bad guy for calling in and screaming at Dr. Ballard, cussing and ranting and raving because he says that whatever my psychiatrist says about me should being diagnosed with PTSD on the date of discharge doesn't mean anything. That made me super mad. So now I'm going to get a letter saying that I'm the bad person because I cuss. Now I have another flag on my record because I want my money. You see how they do? They let, Private First Class Manning, who gave away America's secrets, the Veterans Administration pays for him to have a gosh damn sex change. We just let loose this guy who was we kept as a prisoner because he was a spy for Cuba. We're sending him back to Cuba. And he's saying to Castro, I'll do anything you want, Mr. Castro, again. But if you're a disabled veteran bitching and complaining and cussing and cursing and ranting and raving because you want your money and you want other disabled veterans to have your money, well, by God, then you're a menace to society and you're a no good son of a bitch and you're jack crap and you're dog crap that just dries up and blows away in the wind, as Clint Eastwood would say. Clint Eastwood only covers one side of PTSD. He ain't calling on me to cover my side. No, he's not. 646-716-8912. My name is Bill Apgar. If you'd like to support our radio program, Disabled Veteran Radio, we're live tomorrow in Bradenton on 1490 WWPR in Bradenton from 4 until 5. And hopefully the owner of the radio station, Valerie, will let me go another hour. So maybe I'll be on 2 hours tomorrow. That's in Bradenton, Florida. It'll be nice and sunny down there tomorrow. I should go down there earlier and try to get a suntan tomorrow. Get a little sunburn for the college kids that are in town. Spring break's in town. Spring trainee's in town. I'd like to go see a spring training baseball game. Yes, sirree. But please, if you'd like to keep us on, get us on other radio stations like in Clearwater here in Tampa or West Palm Beach or Miami, please log into my website and spot. I'll make you a 60-second commercial. I'll play it 4 times within each hour broadcast. So if I'm on 2 hours, then your commercial plays 8 times. Here's where you go. BillApgar.com. A is an apple. P is in Paul. G is in grapefruit. A is an apple. R is in radio. That's BillApgar.com. If you'd like to send me a check, you can make it out to Bill Apgar, you know, Disabled Veteran Radio, P.O. Box 262, Oldsmar, Florida, 34677. And my cell phone number, 727-678-1219. 727-678-1219. This is Disabled Veteran Radio. I'm hoping that you can sponsor Disabled Veteran Radio. Go to my website and donate today. Underwrite a broadcast or sponsor a broadcast. This is Disabled Veteran Radio. My name is Bill Apgar. I'm going to take a short break. Be back here in just one moment after word from Sammy Davis Jr. here on Disabled Veteran Radio.
There he is! It's really him! Oh, and you're just as cute as you look on television.
God bless you.
Now, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just came in to look at you.
Thank you.
And I'm looking at you. Look at you. Now, I want to say this right, Mr. Davis. Sholem Aleichem.
And Aleichem Sholem.
Oh, Mr. Davis. My goodness. Oh, Sammy Davis Jr.
This song, I cannot do a show without including this song. I certainly wouldn't do a show here without including it. It's very special to me.
Talked of life, talked of life, fast,
got his leg a step. He said his name was
Bojangles.
Then he danced a lick right across the cell. Grab his pants, take a better stance, jump up high. That's when he clicked his heels. Then he let go that laugh. Lord, 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 he let go a laugh. Shake back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. The man could dance. Told me other times he worked with minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. Spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and he, they would travel about. But his dog up and died. The dog just not old and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Said I dance now at every chance in honky tonks. For my tricks and tips, the most of them I spend behind me these county bars. You see, son, I drinks a bit. Then he shook his head.
Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy Davis Jr., though, Mr. Bojangles. This is Disabled Veteran Radio. My name is Bill Apgar, 100% permanent total disabled veteran with PTSD. Pay me. My current VA psychiatrist, Dr. Morales, at the Newport Richey, Florida clinic, states, who I've been seeing for 2 years, states that I should have been diagnosed with PTSD on the date of discharge. The Government Accountability Office found in 2008 they had a report that many veterans were misdiagnosed for personality disorders due to the failure by doctors to follow required diagnostic procedures and guidelines. But Dr. Ballard, who works at VISN, that's the place that controls the directors of other facilities such as Bay Pines and James Haley, He's one of the main psychiatrist guys. He says that what my VA psychiatrist says doesn't mean anything. Have to go by what the one psychiatrist who only saw me 1 hour when I first came in to take my PTSD test in 2010. Oh, that's what we have to go by. I don't think so. That's why my case is at the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. I tell them. I said, when I get my money, then I'm going to put up a big billboard sign by where you work and say, here's the knucklehead that cooked the books and lied. So then I look like I'm the bad guy because I'm saying that I'm going to put up a big billboard sign by where they work that says, here's the knucklehead that cooked the books and lied. So I'll give them a chance to try to apologize now and pay me. Instead of making me go through this whole procedure of United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, it could get denied again because, you know, I even tell the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, I said, you guys are part of the Board of Veterans Appeals. Oh, no, we're separate. I said, you're going to agree with them anyways. That's the way it goes. I hope it doesn't go that way. I hope I don't have to file another thing and then go to a federal court. Then after federal court, then it goes to the Supreme Court. And oh boy, if I'm in front of the Supreme Court, I'm gonna let them have it. Tell them about everything. Private first, you know, why you let Private First Class Manning give away our secrets and allow him to have a sex change. Here I got a grease gun stuck up my ass, and here I am standing in front of the Supreme Court looking to get my paycheck. 646-716-8912. I hope my microphone is working a little better. We want you to donate so we can keep Disabled Veteran Radio on the air down there in Bradenton, Florida. I'm north of here. It takes me 2 hours to get there. Also, I'd like for my radio program to be on a radio station here in Tampa, Florida. I do have access to one guy who's now on an FM station here. He used to work on Q105 for a long, long time. Ronnie Night Train Lane. He's on 99.1. I can hear that up here in the Holiday area, Newport Richey area. I'd sure like to have Disabled Veteran Radio on that station, 99.1. That'd be awesome, along with my 1490 down in Bradenton. I like the mom and pop radio stations, and I like the big radio. Also, would like to be on Sirius Satellite. But how am I going to accomplish all this unless I have a sponsor or somebody to underwrite the broadcast? We did have somebody underwrite the broadcast previously, and that was the National Veterans Service Fund. But we've ran out of money. We've requested some more money from them, but we have not heard anything. So if you'd like to donate or underwrite a broadcast, it's simple. Go to Bill Apgar, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, G is in grapefruit, A is in apple, R is in radio. Now, on tomorrow's show, I don't know what we might have Don from Largo call. I met a nice black lady who used to be a traffic reporter in Miami, and she's trying to do a fashion show, so I may have her on tomorrow as well. Now, this will be live from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., and if you log into the website, then just click on that sunshine, you know, WWPR, that'll take you right to the live stream. All you got to do is just lean on me. Lean on a disabled veteran, huh? Tell them that, yeah, here's a little cash for you. Keep your radio show going. You can send it to Bill Apgar, P.O. Box 262, Oldsmar, Florida, 34677. Or you can log in to Bill Apgar, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, G as in Grapefruit, A as in Apple, R as in Radio, BillApgar.com, and click on one of those PayPal buttons. Yeah, some of them say 1,000, 2,000. You can click on any one of those PayPal buttons and put whatever amount of money that you would like to help keep my program going, to get the word out, to say, hey, pass H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act. Get it out of the subcommittee. Pull your head out of your ass, the Senate and the Congress. How come you're not passing this? Snap of a finger for disabled veterans and paying those thousands of disabled veterans the money that they deserve, like me. Why is it that the Government Accountability Office in 2008 says that we were misdiagnosed? Why is it that my current VA psychiatrist says that I was misdiagnosed and should have had PTSD, but nobody's listening. But will you lean on me? Help me out here? Keep this show going and help us get fully compensated? This is Disabled Veteran Radio.
My name is Bill Apgar. I'm an independent journalist and a 100% permanent total disabled veteran.
Thank you for your service, Bill.
Well, thank you.
What branch of service?
I was in the Navy. Served a year and 3 months. Got out on an honorable discharge due to military sexual trauma, but I was given a personality disorder. My question is, all those veterans that missed out on VA benefits for years that were given a personality disorder now are given PTSD. Are you, as the new secretary, going to help them get fully compensated for being wrongly misdiagnosed?
You may have read the Department of Defense announcement that those files would be looked at again. I'm meeting Monday with Secretary Hagel, and we're going to start going through that and working with the Department of Defense. We have a very good relationship, and we're going to be working hard to do that.
Representative Miller and everybody has, it's a bill that's been sitting there in the subcommittee for well over a year, and that's H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act. I was wondering if you're aware of that and if you can touch on that. Either one of you.
We're approaching the end of the 113th Congress at this time. We will have a couple of more hearings. It's not scheduled for a hearing this Congress. However, I'm aware of the issue as well, and I see activity happening from within DOD and within the Department of Veterans Affairs to correct what to many was a wrong, and it will take some time in order to do it.
Thank you. With PTSD, why are some veterans labeled as mental? Like, for instance, the military sexual trauma disabled veteran, he's now labeled as mental. You know, the sexual traumatized victims of Penn State, the sexual traumatized victims of the Catholic Church, what do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental. But disabled veterans are.
Let me tell you what we've learned about mental health. We're on the cutting edge of mental health. The research that we do is cutting edge. I was in San Francisco at the medical school this last week, talked to Dr. Stephen Hauser, doing some fundamental research to show the similarities between mental health that comes from military blasts, collisions, the things firefighters and police go through, the things that NHL participants go through, NFL participants. We're making huge advances here, and that's very important. Separately, we as a society have to get rid of the stigma that mental health is somehow something that is a figment of imagination. It's not. It's real. And what we've learned is that when we get people into mental health clinics, we don't want to have a sign out front that says mental health in neon lights, but rather we want to bring them in through primary care. So we're learning a lot about it, but we need more mental health professionals, and that's why I'm going to medical schools to try to recruit and hire more mental health professionals. Can I go to someone else, please?
Yes, please.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
shows the Veterans Administration visiting. Are we on a highway? They send the disabled veterans on a highway to hell, you know. I didn't go to this last town hall meeting at Bay Pines, but I will tell you that the VA is still, the Veterans Administration is still cooking the books. VISN is still cooking the books. I just went to VISN and talked to the psychiatrist, Dr. Ballard. Not my psychiatrist, he controls the other psychiatrists throughout the region, Tampa Bay area. He says that what my VA current psychiatrist has been seeing me for over 2 years, she states that I should have been diagnosed with PTSD on the date of discharge. And he says that that doesn't mean anything. Also coming into play, the Government Accountability Office in 2008 reported that many veterans were misdiagnosed for personality disorders due to a failure by doctors to follow required diagnostic procedures and guidelines. So why is it that nobody wants to listen? Why is it that all these congressmen and senators, I could still go back and read that list. There's like 50-some-odd congressmen and senators that are trying to get H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act, passed, but they're not doing anything. It's been sitting in the subcommittee for 2 years, but they'll pass the Clay Hunt Suicide Prevention Bill to give the VA more money. Now, see, that'll make that some... Me saying that comment will make other disabled veterans mad at me because they think that I'm not for that bill. You know, if it helps... Listen, I know that it was unanimously voted by the Senate and the Congress, but if it had in there to fully compensate disabled veterans, I'd be for the bill. I don't see what it's going to do to help stop disabled veterans from killing themselves. 22 a day is what that's crazy. Here's some of the names that are for H.R. 975, but they're not doing anything. Here's Reed Ribble, Republican from Wisconsin. Robin Kelly, Democrat, Illinois. Pete Gallego, Democrat, Texas. Oh, man, this is a hard name here. I think this is Eileen Lethinen. Rose Lethinen. Eileen Rose Lethinen, a Republican, Florida. Hope I didn't mess that up. Loretta Sanchez, Democrat, California. Never know, she might be a relative of mine. I do have a step-grandma that is Mexican and some cousins that are Mexican out that way in California. Peter King, yeah, Mr. Peter King, he's always on Meet the Press or Eye Candy on Fox News or CNN, Republican from New York. How come he's not getting a H.R. 975 rocking and rolling? Carolyn McCarthy, she's a Democrat from New York. Alan Grayson, Democrat from Florida. Well, how come these guys ain't doing nothing? Sherry Bustos, Democrat, Illinois. Sean Maloney, Democrat, New York. Joyce Beatty, Democrat from Ohio. Hey, Miss Beatty, I'm from Ohio, too. Can we get disabled veterans fully compensated, Miss Beatty? David Price, Democrat, North Carolina. He's worried about ginseng and the moonshine, Mr. David Price. Here's another Ohioan, Steve Stivers, Republican, Ohio. Can we get fully compensated? Help us get that H.R. 975 passed. Theodore Deutsch, Democrat, Florida. Theodore Deutsch. John Connors, Democrat, Michigan. Tom Cole, Republican, Oklahoma. John Tierney, Democrat, Massachusetts. Bradley Schneider, Democrat, Illinois. Jeff Miller, Republican, Florida. Hello, Mr. Miller. I did ask Mr. Miller that question. And what's Mr. Miller say? The same thing over and over. Yeah, we'll look at that. We're going to look at that. We're going to correct the wrong. He says he's going to correct the wrong, but I don't see it happening yet. I don't see it happening. Let's see who else we have here. Joseph Kennedy, Democrat, Massachusetts. Nita like Lowe's, but Loy, Nita Loy, Democrat, New York. Derek Kilmer, Democrat, Washington. Janice Shkowatskin, Democrat, Illinois. I messed that up, did I? Michael Fitzpatrick, Republican, Pennsylvania. Carol Shea Porter, Democrat, New Hampshire. Colin Peterson, Democrat, Minnesota. Richard Neal, Democrat, Massachusetts. Ann Kirkpatrick, Democrat, Arizona. Bill Johnson, Republican, Ohio. Matthew Cartwright, Democrat, Pennsylvania. Ron Barber, Democrat, Arizona. Ed Whitfield, Republican, Kentucky. Kristen Simeon, Democrat, Arizona. Tim Ryan, Democrat, Ohio. Bobby Rush, Democrat, Illinois. Al C. Hastings, Democrat, Florida. He says, now, you know that I am the minority. John Boehner and Ed and Mr. Cantor are the minority, and that is why H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act, sits in the subcommittee. That's my Al C. Hastings impersonation for tonight. 646-716-8912 was our call-in number. My show will be live in Bradenton tomorrow. I hope that you can donate some money to help me keep my radio program, Disabled Veteran Radio, on the air there in Bradenton, Florida. That's on 1490 WWPR. You can hear that when you go across the Sunshine Skyway. Go to Bill Apgar, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, G as in Grapefruit, A as in Apple, R as in Radio, BillApgar.com. Go there. Click on any one of those PayPal buttons. And put in whatever, you know, $100, $200. Donate whatever you need to donate. It'll be fine. You can do it. All the best. May God bless. Or you can call me on my cell, 727-678-1219. Take care. This is Bill Apgar with Disabled Veteran Radio. Play the...
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind.